to Live at 5 with Goldie and MBR on CBS Sports. 105.7, HD2 FM, 920 AM, and InsideSTL.com.
Awful. Well, Greater St. Louis, you owe me a big...
Just listen.
What am I listening to?
Whatever you wanted to play. Could you... blackballed me and my music.
Well,
I spent so much time on this morning.
I was trying to say that the Greater St. Louis listenership owes me a big favor, a big solid, because if I didn't go into the booth there and put on Collective Soul playing the song Heavy, you would have been subjected to MVR selection of Men at Work.
You gotta love it.
Oh my God.
You gotta love Men at Work, because that's what we do.
Who can it be?
Be knocking at my door.
Jeez.
But you have to understand, dude.
No,
I
don't.
This is what we do.
What does that mean, this is what we do?
We play
hump and chump music?
Well, I knock on people's doors.
Hump, chump, and trump music?
Hump, chump, yeah, that's fine.
You know, I have to admit, if we were doing the text of the day, but we're not, but if we were, why don't you read that one about the debate? I love that.
I look forward to the Trump-Clinton debates. They'd be highly entertaining before we vote for our last president. There you go.
Who's that from?
That's from our buddy Hugh Jazz.
Nice job, Hugh.
That is
so dead on. Voting for our last president.
That really is kind of scary, though. And then we got Hawk Moon. I'd rather listen to you old guys argue about who's interrupting who than listen to what you're talking about.
Yeah, the first one's better.
I don't know.
The first one's better. What was the one about Trump's breath?
I'm not going to go there.
Why?
Because I don't know where it's at.
Oh, okay.
Because I'll try to map out a time to come into the studio. I'll provide you with
the proper raincoats. No. I don't want you to read that one.
I'll keep you posted.
No.
That's from our buddy, Dr. Woody Bender.
Yeah, I like the
way. So here's what I want to do. I honest to goodness want to do this. Mm-hmm. And this is just way off the cuff, like the rest of the show. I want Woody Bender and Mark from SoCo and me and you, all four, being here.
Yeah.
And I think it would be great because I could just not talk.
Yeah, but I don't think Dr. Bender, I think he's a little sackless when it comes to that.
I don't know. I think this dude is more intelligent than you can imagine.
Maybe he's dotum.
Oh. Wow. Is that the deep dotum that nobody knows about?
Could be.
Wow. No, but Woody Bender, he's got some quality takes, man. He's got some good ones. And Mark fires back with stats.
He's got good ones. He's a pervert.
Well, Mark fires back with stats and Woody fires back with porn.
Right.
I mean, between those two guys interacting together, yeah. I think this might be like a show that I would actually pay for.
Yeah, it's BarstoolSports.com.
That's awesome sauce.
That's right.
I'd be right here watching it, man.
That's right.
So if you two boys want to get in here, you know how to get us involved at 314-880-0808. We would love to have you in here.
Here on Goldie and MVR Live at 5, brought to you by the Weber Chevrolet family of dealerships, Grieve Court, Columbia, Illinois. And Granite City.
That might be.
But not the Tarasenko Golf Course.
No, that's a Tapa Wingo. That's going to be our friends.
Speaking of Tarasenko, you pointed out to me earlier today that on the.
Go ahead.
What? Why are you shaking your head?
Because Tarasenko's not getting traded.
That wasn't the point.
Oh, you're talking about Schottenkirk?
No, the Tarasenko is going to be the cover of the NHL hockey, I guess the 2016-17 version.
How in the hell does Elliott get ranked ninth of the best goalies of the year?
I don't know. I don't know.
And I don't want to talk sports.
Who was above him? Joseph?
Sure. Cujo.
Yeah.
No, we're not talking about the best blues players ever. Okay. We're talking about it in general. I'm not going to Google it up. I don't really care. I mean, this is not a sports talk radio right now. We're not doing that.
Well, if it's interesting enough at a given time, sure. But it's, you know, to do 2 hours of sports ain't happening.
I'm right out. Now, a half hour is hard.
I mean, I did that for years in Boston, and what started out as fun became work.
And you know what happens after that? After your show? The next show that came on, they talked exactly about what you just talked about with two different opinions. And then after that show, the next show, they came on and talked about the exact same situation.
Right, and they reset it at the top of their show like they're breaking it.
Right.
And it's been talked about all day. And we're not knocking it. That's the nature of sports radio. It's not the nature of the talent on this station. But the nature of sports radio, just like the nature of politics on the cable networks.
Fox News alert, right now.
They just
15 hours.
They just reset what the last show just talked about for 2 hours. They just reset it and do it again with different faces.
That's all they do.
That's all it is.
And 15 hours. You know, last night, it was interesting. So when I woke up at 2 o'clock this morning, which is 3 o'clock in the East Coast, they just broke the 15-hour Democratic sit-in.
The sit-in.
Because they couldn't get a vote on the gun control. The Republicans said, no, we're not going to do it because Republicans
right,
owns
but
the
when,
House.
But when Nancy Pelosi is outside with the citizens singing, chanting, we shall overcome.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, come on. Talk about just BS drama.
What?
Nancy Pelosi.
It's ridiculous, and now they're going on break.
With her skin pulled back from her forehead to the top of her neck.
Well, there's nothing you can do until July 5th when they all come back to Congress.
Do you think 30 years ago she was a good-looking woman?
I think she's still hot.
She does have some redeeming qualities.
She's not so bad, and I'm being at the
but
right.
She's an impossible person. She's just impossible.
Well, Feinstein's an idiot. I mean. Yeah, you know, call me right winger, call me who you want, but her takes are so gosh darn awful. It is unreal.
Well, where else but California could either of these be elected?
Well, you know what's going to be interesting? I bet you Trump has a good opportunity to win California this year. I really do.
I don't know. He hasn't won favor with the Hispanic population, and California is laced with that. So,
but you look at yesterday, he did a speech in New York.
Even if you don't count the illegals,
instead of doing, right. But the legal guy who tried to shoot him, that was amazing.
He was illegal, right?
He was an illegal immigrant from Las Vegas. Right. Trump was at the his speech. And this kid came up and tried to – he grabbed a cop's gun and tried to shoot him. And you go do the
– Did he get the gun? Did he actually
– He did not get the gun. But you do the research on this guy, and you saw that he went to the gun range weeks before to try to get an accurate shot. Like, he really thought he could get a cop's gun out of a holster and shoot Trump. And you find out he's an illegal immigrant.
Right.
It is what it is.
Right.
But you look at Trump yesterday.
And they still can't get Cage Law passed. And it's just insane.
I know. But you look at the kid yesterday. You look at yesterday, you know. My biggest challenge with Trump is, why did you go to New York? Go to Ohio. Go to Michigan.
Well, that's been the big criticism
of
him the last couple of weeks.
Go somewhere
where you need it.
Where you need to get the blue to
although
turn it, red.
Although he's probably not going to win New York.
I mean, that is
Hillary, carpetbagger country. I mean, that's, she's been there. She was the U.S. Senator.
She's not been there. She's from Arkansas.
I get that. But since
she moved there after the White House.
But for the last 16 years, she's been a New York resident. So
Chappaqua,
yeah.
Chappaqua, New York.
Know it well.
Yeah. Do you?
I do.
Wow.
I do. Two of my ex-wives lived in proximity to Chappaqua. One in a city called Dobbs Ferry and another one in Armonk. Which are both very close to Chappaqua, which is a very cute little downtown. If they got a great diner there.
Who cares about
that? I'm just saying, man. I'm just saying.
Who cares?
Chevy Chase lives right around there too. So does Mel Gibson. Go ahead.
From Ray King's toenail.
Yeah.
Change three things right now. What would you guys change about politics right now? Change them.
The candidates. Superdelegates gone.
Yeah, superdelegates is the most off. Here's my cough button. Hold on.
Gee whiz.
But it doesn't work. That's one of the things that pisses me off, too. When people don't sneeze, they don't cough in their shirt. I got some things that piss me off. We'll get to that maybe.
I don't know. So I gave you two things I would change. What would be your third?
The whole establishment, the whole right side versus left side. I mean, why do you always got to vote right or left? Why can't you vote with who your constituents voted you to be?
Right.
Just because your constituents voted you to be this individual because you're a Republican or Democrat or Libertarian or Green Party.
It's chauvinism. And I don't mean...
It's stupid.
It's chauvinism. And what I mean by that is, and I'm not talking about male chauvinism, it's chauvinism because you are so caught up in your side of the argument that it doesn't matter how illogical it is, you're going to defend that side at any cost because you can't admit that you're wrong.
Well, more importantly than that, you look at what Hillary and her response yesterday to what Trump said was pretty phenomenal. And I don't know if you even have it over here, but I love Ray King's toenail because he says legislators term limit.
Bingo. That's number three, right there.
I love that one. disallow any donations to campaigns from corporations.
I don't know. I don't have a problem with that.
Superdelegates gone. I'm good with that because that's the whole Democratic side of things.
Right.
You are just absolutely gone. So this is from Fox News yesterday. Listening to
then it has to be legit. Go ahead.
Well, that's my style.
Go ahead, go.
It's love of country. I mean, people need to, whether you like Trump or not, read the transcript of his speech today. You can't keep track of the numbers that are flying. $142 million given to the Clinton Foundation as she is in the secretary's seat, and 20% of American uranium is sold to the Russians. And those Russian shareholders give the foundation $140 million.
So this is a love of the almighty buck?
It's money and power, money and power.
Influence.
Just look at the last 40 years. It's not about America and national interest. If it were, she would have saved Ambassador Stevens as opposed to sleeping in her bed when he was being attacked.
Gorka argued the crisis in the Middle East is Mrs. Clinton's fault.
This is a woman who is responsible as the Secretary of State, along with her former boss, President Barack Obama, for the world being on fire today as it is. Whether you look at the Middle East, Africa, Asia, or Europe.
So there you go.
Bingo.
There you go.
I could not have said it better myself, and that's not a surprise to anybody, but that was beautiful. That was beautiful.
No, then you want to talk about, you know, what Hillary had said in response to all that crap. We could get there, but I don't know if you want to.
Yeah. She never directly addresses the claims against her. She flips it around to her opponent's shortcomings instead of addressing what's being said about her, because there is no legitimate answer. There's no legitimate answer.
The stupidest thing that a voter can do is vote a straight party ticket.
Agreed.
I've never taken a test in life where every answer was the same.
Right.
Yeah, that's a good point. Great point.
It's a real good point. Although that's how I took my test on the multiple choices. I just took C on every one of them. I just hit C.
Then you go to the 6.8. The Republican members of the Congress are the horrors of the NRA.
Say that again?
The Republican members of Congress are the horrors of the NRA.
Are the horrors of the NRA or to the NRA?
To the NRA. So here you go. How's that? Here's Hillary's response. Let's just listen to it and just go from here.
Oh, Donald.
Well, maybe not. Every once in a while we have trouble with audio. Well, that's okay. She had a great response, though. She was attacking Donald. Like, you know, all you want to do is attack me. You're attacking me personally. You're attacking my Clinton Foundation. You're doing everything you can to talk about what I do, what the Clinton Foundation does.
Yeah, because you're the opponent.
For America. But what they do for not just America, for the world, they provide AIDS medicines. They provide all of these things. But when you look at the Clinton Foundation and find out how much money they made, $121 million since 2001. Did you look at what she did since she was Secretary of State when she went with Russia and they were negotiating what we're going to do with the Russia trade? She made the Clinton Foundation got paid $20 million as we lost money to Russia.
Right.
So it's crazy. And I'm not saying I'm a big DP, Donald Trump guy. I'm just saying that it's an interesting world we live in today with the opportunity to vote for who you choose to vote for. It's going to be screwed up no matter who wins.
It doesn't matter who wins. It's going to be a nightmare. It's going to be a nightmare. I cannot turn my TV on for the next 4 years and listen to that pantsuit wearing lying.
She always has the same suit on.
I just cannot stomach that. And it was bad enough when Barry Obama won, and it was bad enough when Jimmy Carter won.
But Jimmy Carter right now, you know what he does? He supports Trump.
Well, he doesn't support Trump. He supports the argument about banning
on the Muslims versus the ban on the Iranians at the Iranian hostage conference.
And I don't think that what Jimmy Carter is saying is he wants to ban all Muslims. He's saying from the hotbeds. That's his point. Okay? And again, I go back to the fact that when Trump said we should ban all Muslims, I really, really, really believe he meant that in the context of the Syrian refugees. But he didn't say that, and therefore I have nothing to prove that. My only evidence is that when Trump is not reading off a teleprompter, he can't back up anything he's saying.
He just repeats himself.
And it's really tedious. I just don't think he knows how to express himself properly. I don't think he's that smart.
I think he knows what he wants to say, but he just doesn't know how to say it.
Right. Right. That's why he repeats and he deflects.
And then yesterday when he's reading off the teleprompter, he ran off of it and started talking about, that's what I mean. Here's what I really mean. No, go back to the left. Back to the right.
Yeah, go back.
And you know what? 815 Chicago. Thank you for listening from 608 to 609 to 646 and to now at 649.
Saying,
Chicago, you guys suck. Jeez. But thanks for listening for the last hour.
Right, don't even acknowledge. I mean, like, that's
fine. I love it
when we suck and they continue to listen. And that's I'm not trying to be confrontational. That's fine. But, you know, you said we've sucked now 3 or 4 times in your text. I don't have it in front of me, but it's been more than once anyway. So if that's all you got to say, we got your point. We suck.
We do.
It's a show about nothing.
And we have nothing to talk about.
Right.
I wake up at 2 o'clock. I call you at 3 o'clock.
Let's talk about Six Flags. Let's talk about food.
You know, Six Flags is awesome because you know what I love about Six Flags?
You jump all over.
I will go to Mine
Train. You are a cockroach.
The Mine Train. The Mine Train at Six Flags is my son's favorite ride because it's not too bumpy, not too jumping. It's a wooden rail train. But he will not ride the Screaming Eagle. But you know what I love about Six Flags? I love turkey legs on a stick.
With tinfoil.
Oh my God, it's awful. Yeah. But it's a great.
Have you had one ever?
No,
never.
You know, my sister-in-law
like in barbecue sauce. What's the deal?
My sister-in-law loves dark meat, which is an ironic point because I'm gonna go somewhere I probably should not go right now.
Jeez.
But my wife liked dark meat at one time.
This can't be good.
My wife liked dark meat at one time, and I brought it up in numerous family.
This is not good.
Conversations, and her dark meat. But you know, she liked dark meat.
Okay.
And
I know you're only talking about turkey, okay? So
yeah.
Please, I'm begging you not to play the card there. I'm begging you.
I'm okay with that.
Thank you.
All right. Well, it is what it is, bro. And this is how we go. This is how we roll. We don't know what we're doing. We don't know what we talk about.
That's obvious.
We just go. We just go with what flows, and we try to take the texters who come. And funny how guys say, they continue to listen to Mark from SoCo. Okay, dude, now I got Mark from SoCo. Now he's texting and randomly, right. Not randomly, oftenly.
So oftenly?
Often?
You don't pronounce the
frequently,
T.
Frequently. Yeah.
You don't pronounce that? The T in the word often.
Yeah, whatever. Frequently. But you know what, Mark from SoCo? You can text and all you want to. These guys don't want to talk to you. They have no desire.
We don't want to talk to you.
Yeah. So you can MF everybody you want to. But they have no interest in you. They just really wish you would die. I mean, that's what I see over here.
Good morning and welcome. Welcome to Goldie and MVR. It's 5:15 it's 5:15 and coming out now is Mark from South County, brought to you by the Missouri Department of Labor and Unemployment.
Let's see if he calls back in right now. Mark, if you're listening, which obviously you are, you're calling back right now at 6:50. You're calling back right now. You can have the next 5 minutes. You have a hot take. We'll give it to you.
Yeah.
We'll give it
to
you.
But it's got to be a hot take.
Because you know what? Look. Don't make fun
of me about my weather. Don't make fun of me about being from Boston. You got a hot take related to related to Trump or Clinton or where the best pizza is in town other than Joe Bacardi's, because we know that is, and Papa John's today anyway.
That's right.
So, but anyway, if you want to call in, you hump, go ahead.
And Uncle Goldie, I don't think he'll call in.
Is that you or are you reading the text?
I'm telling you. I'm just
Yeah, because his track phone ran out of the time.
Hey, you know what? I know the 6-footer's out of town this weekend.
Right.
And it sucks. I'm so sorry to hear that.
I love the 6-footer.
I know you do, bro.
Are you really jumping out of a plane?
That's what I asked you. I called you yesterday.
I know, but honestly, are you really, really, really jumping out of a plane?
You can call
just
my
yes
mom.
Yes or no?
Yes. Okay. You can call my mom. I was on take my son for Father's Day.
How long will it take for the text to come in and say, we hope the chute doesn't open?
Do you want a president who doesn't know how to express himself? Ban Allah Muslims. Well, that's what I meant. What? Make Donald Trump the great again. Allah.
All right. Here we go, Mark. Mark from South County, the psycho from SoCo. What do you got?
Hey. All you gutless people that say that this show sucks and that I suck, call in. Don't hide behind the keyboard, Dr. Woody Bender. Throw a set between your legs.
Where else would you grow a set?
You're a woman. You're a woman, Woody.
I think he's.
You're gutless. You're a gutless coward.
Okay. Is that your hot take?
No. I'm tired of these people saying that you guys suck, yet they want to continue. They continue to listen. That cracks me up.
I don't know why that shouldn't get you so upset. That's part of the shtick.
But you know what?
The deal.
Hey, hold on. Mark from SoCo, do me a favor. Just hold on for 1 second. Goldie, I don't know about your headphones, but when I hear him talk, I can barely hear him.
I hear him fine.
Do you?
Yeah.
Mark, can you just talk
a little slower?
A little slower.
A little
normal.
Yeah. Come on.
Just go with it.
Okay, gentlemen.
There you go. Now you sound like less of a moron.
Now I'm Dr. down to Woody Bender's level. Is this okay for you? Do I have to talk real slow?
Yes. We are. Okay.
Do you have anything relevant to talk about other than the other texters before we close out the show?
Oh no, because it cracks me up. They want.
I know. I said other than that.
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have a great day.
Hey, Goldie, are you still wearing that guy's Letterman's jacket?
No, it was his football jersey, his game jersey that I wore, and I swore I would never wear a jersey with another man's name on it again. Because I got ridiculed in high school for doing it.
Hey, Mark, we got a little statement for you from another guy named Mark. Hey, Mark, make some turpentine with your coffee this morning.
No, that's clever. All right, Mark, say goodbye.
Bye, guys.
Hey, no,
remember,
hey.
Go to Weber Chevrolet.
Yeah, that a boy. Send us out.
He must be a porter there.
You know what? That's a good job, though.
That's a good job.
To build yourself up in an organization. You get plenty of opportunity.
Chevy dealer in the Midwest.
But before you go there, we were talking here. So, yeah, I'm going skydiving on Sunday, and I asked you.
Have you done it before?
Never. But, you know, I'm doing my bucket list. I'm doing my bucket list before my life insurance cancels out on me, because when my wife divorces me, I got to get all this stuff done. I'm going to get a crown on my tooth. I'm going to go get more medicine.
You going to get the hair weave?
No, I don't. Like, I care about my hair. But I'm going to go skydiving. And I think,
where do you do that? Chesterfield?
No, actually, this is the ironic part for the folks who listen to us. I don't think you hear the signal down there. But it's in Festus. You go to the Festus Airport, or you can go to Greenville.
Festus for the rest of us?
You go to Festus down in South, you know, like Arnold area, Jefferson County, or you can go out to Greenville.
Herculaneum
area. Yeah. That's right. Right by Sapon, GM. I'm sorry. Sorry, I skipped.
Nope. Herculaneum.
But yeah, so I'm going to go Festus on Sunday. And I asked you, since your 6-footer is out of town, and I called you yesterday, I said, hey, buddy, what do you got going on? And you said, not a lot.
I said NAFC.
I don't know what that means. Not
an effing chance that I'm going to go watch you jump out of a plane.
Why? He said so in 2 hours. So you get down there.
No, it ain't happening.
But you can go and just jump with me.
That is clearly not happening.
Then you can go. You don't want to watch?
I don't want any part of it. I just want to know that you'll be okay.
I don't care.
As much as I can't stand you today, I want you to be okay.
You just jump. You got to do a 30-minute video, video.
When you jump, it's a serious question. When you jump out of a plane, anytime I see this on TV, and you're going down with no restriction, you haven't opened up, you haven't pulled the cord yet. When you pull the cord, it looks like that the jumper, the skydiver, actually shoots back up.
You do.
They shoot up, or just because they're going so fast, it just stops them.
So
it looks like it.
You fly up to 13,500 feet,
right,
and then you pull the cord and you free fall for about 60 seconds. And then after you pull the cord, you've got 1 mile of free falling.
After you pull the cord?
After you pull the cord.
What?
Yes.
It doesn't open when you pull it?
When I pull the cord, you fly back up.
Right.
And then you free fall for a minute. But let me rephrase that. After you pull the cord, you float for a minute.
With the thing open.
Right. But when you jump out of the plane for 45 seconds.
Right.
You're just falling to the ground.
Now, do they? Is there some kind of signal or voice prompt that tells you it's time to pull, or you got to do it yourself?
Since I'm a novice at this,
somebody's jumping
with me.
Oh,
I'm humping somebody's back.
Is he going to hold you?
I hope so.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to hump him, or he's going to hump me, and we're going to pull the cords together.
All right, strap it on for the morning after. They'll be here in a few minutes, and that's what you've all been waiting for. Anyway, we understand our place as the fluffers here on CBS 920. Get ready for Doug, Tim, and Jimmy. And Goldie and MBR are out. And thankfully, we only have to do this one more day this week. What is this? What is this? What music is this?
Oh, I don't know. Some
country crap.
Oh, my gosh. Let's see here. Hold on. Let it play.
Who is it? All right, it doesn't matter. No, peace and love. I'm out.
Darius Rucker.
Darius Rucker. Very good. All right, Hootie. See you.